After the Great Fire, there were calls for a new, more orderly, more impressive street plan for London. Sir Christopher Wren produced one that was a marvel of broad boulevards radiating out from central hubs. But there were too many complications, too many individual property owners, too few records, and too great a need to get going. For the most part, the footprint of London streets remained the same, though it was at this time that a new skyline emerged, dominated by Wren's Dome of St. Paul's and the spires of the rebuilt and newly built churches. When a call for subscriptions to a new edition of John Stowe's survey went out at the end of the 17th century, London was described as the great mart and metropolis of the kingdom and the largest as well as noblest city of the world. The keys to the administrative offices, public services, and prominent landmarks that range along the bottom margin of this map are making the same point, that London had reached a level of cosmopolitanism that put it in the first rank of European cities.